Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for
tuning in to the next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show. I played that song a little bit longer tonight. I just love that song by Jason Nelson. I am. I am. Just let me be. God is saying, just let me handle it. Let me do it. Let go and let God. But we won't do it. We won't do it. We want to do it ourselves. We want to do everything ourselves. We make wrong decisions, wrong that make go in the wrong direction. We just won't let him be. But he's trying to tell us in that song, let him handle his business. Well, I hope that you had a wonderful week, Memorial Weekend. I must say it was a hot one. We didn't get any break of rain. That will cool it down a little bit, but it was hot, but I was comfortable inside. I spent some time with my kids at the Atlanta Jazz Festival downtown at Piedmont Park. That was really nice. We spent a couple of hours out there and just being with family and enjoying the moment. It was really nice. And then I did a little bit of barbecuing on Monday just for the family. I decided to go ahead and surprise the family because we didn't plan anything. We normally plan dinner. And what I decided to do is do dinner all by myself for Memorial Day. But guess what I did? I barbecued in ovens. It was hot outside. Barbecued some short ribs and did some, I have a grill I put on the stove, and I grilled those hot dogs, and it looked just like it was barbecued on a real big grill on the outside. So it was really nice. And it was simple, but we enjoyed it, always being around family. It's always great. Yes. Well, tonight we're going to talk about trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:15 NIV version. Yes, trusting him, just like Jason Nelson said. Just let him be. Trust him. Obedience creates trust. Now it is good who has made us from this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5:5-6. The person who obeys God continuously lives in fear that his disobedience will be revealed someday. This results in a lack of confidence, confidence which is so necessary for a purposeful and joyful life. If you desire to have faith and trust in God, it is important that you obey him as well. Such obedience is not a reluctant acceptance of something that has to be done, but a cheerful acceptance of his all-wise will for your life. If you accept God's gift of his Holy Spirit, your greatest desire will soon be to do God's will wherever you find yourself. Initially, this seems very difficult, but because of the Spirit in you, you will never receive power that enables you to live a life that is pleasing to God. One of the richest rewards of living as God expects you to do is that you trust him. Trust him grows continuously. Then you can live without fear and stop feeling inferior. As you walk in total obedience to the Spirit who dwells in us, you develop a relationship of trust with God. So allow him to be within you so you can begin to trust him and also be obedient to his word and doing his will. You can develop a relationship of trust with God, your fellow man, and a deeper appreciation of yourself. You can face the future with trust. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all your joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." If you are fearful and worry about the future, you will project those very things you fear and wish to avoid in your future. Like Job, you will then find yourself saying, "What I fear has come upon me." That's coming from Job chapter 3, 25th verse. There are many influences that could determine your hope in the future. Perhaps you have grown accustomed to failure, and you cannot imagine how you could possibly succeed. Well, trust. Perhaps you have allowed your faith to slip, and you are not sure about God anymore, or even at this time in your life. Many familiar reasons could destroy your faith in God, as well as your faith you have in your ability to live a victorious life. Many of us lose our faith when our spouse passed away, or a special loved one, mother, father, uncle, sister, brother. We sometimes lose faith at that time in our life, faith in God, because we can't understand why God will let this happen. Why did he have to leave, or she had to leave at this particular time in my life? So, yes, because it's nothing like losing a spouse, also a mother, and other close family members. And we sometimes can't understand why now. We ask so many questions, and we lose our trust in God. A sure way of building your hope is to work hard at maintaining a positive faith in Jesus Christ, strengthening the ties that you have with him until he becomes a living, dynamic reality to you. The more real he becomes to you, the more fear, which have determined your trust in him, will change in a steadfast, constant faith in the Lord. Then you can venture fearlessly into the future. Sometimes this is very hard because of things that you're going through, disappointment, the struggles of life, health issues, family problems, financial problems, and loss of a loved one. But we must continue to trust in God, because he will help us through all of this and help us to understand more clearly as we continue to be obedient and trusting in doing his will. But God is still on our side. We must know that he never leaves us or forsakes us. In spite of what we do, what we say, how we feel, what we think, he still is there with us. He never leaves us alone. And Hebrews 13:6 says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do for me?" No, nothing man can do for you. God will always be able to do for you. Just believe and trust in him. All of us experience situations where we may feel extremely uncomfortable. You might be anxious about being asked to do something that you don't feel capable of doing. One of God's most comfortable promises is found in Hebrews 13:5, where he assures us, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." God lovingly invites you to turn to him and leave all the worries with Jesus Christ. He cares for you. He's on your side. He loves you because you are his child. Jesus gave us the best assurance that no one who comes to the Father through him will ever be turned away, and that nothing can take us out of his hands. Just knowing that he's always there, Doesn't that feel safe to know that in spite of everything that's happening in the world and maybe happening to you right now, that Jesus will always be there? He will never take us out of his hands. Therefore, do not try to battle difficult situations in your own strength. Rather take your problem of Christ in prayer and allow to God to guide you through your difficult situation. Remember that there's nothing in the world, whole wide world, that can ever separate you from the love of Jesus. Trust in him in spite of whatever you may be going through. Just like he said in Hebrews, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Knowing this and believing this, that God will strengthen you through all of this. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who confidence is in him. We are all searching for peace in our lives. No one can avoid the grueling strain of life. Our modern existence is seldom peaceful, and we often experience severe stress. If we look at the way Christ handled pressure, we see that no matter how turbulent the circumstances were, there was always an atmosphere of peace and sincerity around him. Even in the midst of the noisy masses who mocked him at the crucifixion, his very presence was love, radiated peace. This was a result of his intimate relationship with his Father. He regularly withdrew in solitude to pray and poured out his heart to his Father. Then he was able to return to a stormy life with the peace of heaven in his heart. To survive the storm of life, invite living Christ into your heart and live and give them full control. Give him full control. When you know the Prince of Peace, you will be able to cope with every situation. Trusting in him is so important. Whatever life might have in store, you will be victorious in his strength. Because in Philippians 4:13 it says, I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. Yes, trusting him, believing that he will give you the strength that you need as you go through the struggle in life. And what we must do also, we must let go and let God. But you know one thing? We want to hold on to that, to our mess. We don't want to let go. We don't want to let God. Sometimes some of us feel comfortable in that dark place, comfortable in our mess, comfortable wallowing and having pity parties. It makes us feel better, but that's not the way God wants us. God wants us to let go and let him handle his business. That's what he wants us to do. Just like in Jason Nelson said in his song, Who I Am, just let me be. Let me be who I am. I can do anything. Yes, he's telling us, let go and let him take care of his business. But we won't let him do that. And in this message, is first being obedient, which creates trust. Trusting in Him. And whatever we might be facing in the future, trusting Him will get us through. And I also said that God is on our side. Yes, He will never leave us or forsake us. He said that in Hebrews. And His word is true. So we must focus on that, knowing that He will never leave us or forsake us. And what He will do as we go through the storm or these situations that we might be going through, the struggles of life, He will give you strength. He will give you strength. I want to read what I have a lady named Lynette. She sends a spiritual message every day, and I was talking to her this evening. She was and it's amazing how God gives you work to do, and it's important for you to be obedient. And once He gives that gift to you. Before she gets ready for work, goes to work, she sends out spiritual encouragement every day. She told me that she has 55 people that she sends spiritual messages to. And she doesn't send it in groups. She sends it individually. So that means 55 different people. That takes a while in the morning to do. But she's faithful. And she was telling me that when she, for some reason, if she doesn't send it out, sometimes she has to send it out a little bit later than, sometimes she sends it earlier, and sometimes because of the kind of work that she does, she doesn't get it out until maybe 9 o'clock. She normally sends it out, like, early, between 7:30 or 8 o'clock. But sometimes she doesn't get it out until 9 based on her work schedule. But she gets it out by 9 o'clock. Now, she indicated that a couple of people thought that she wasn't going to send it, and they text her. They look for her messages every morning. And I hate to say they get an attitude when they don't receive it, but they shouldn't get an attitude because she's only human. But I told her she has a ministry, and she has to continue with it because I share it with family and friends sometimes. Some messages, the Spirit just tell me to send it to certain people, and I do. And I sent the one that we had this morning, I sent it to my son. And I sent it also to my two of my girlfriends in New York. But let me share this with you, the struggles of life. The struggle of life is one of the greatest blessings. It makes us patient, sensitive, and godlike. It teaches us that although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. So I want you to ask that word, overcoming. That's mean that even though we're going through the struggle of life, and it makes us, it changes us, some of us, it helps us to be patient, it helps us to be sensitive, and God-like, trusting Him, being obedient in His word, what He he's asked you to do. But the reward is the overcoming of it, is the victory at the end. So I want victory in my mess that I made. I'm looking for victory. Even though I've made a mess in the past on some things, God, just like I said, He will never leave you or forsake you. I'm just waiting for you to come out of it with victory. I know it's going to happen, and I believe it's going to happen, and we got to believe and trust Him. Yes, sometimes it's hard when things hit you. It hits you from all different directions and ways, but we got to still keep on trusting Him and believing in Him. So the word, two words I want to leave on, being obedient and trusting Him. In spite of whatever we might be going through, just knowing the struggle of life is going to hit you. sometimes, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you're going to have a wonderful moment in your life where there's no struggle of life. Everything is just going well. But one day it's going to hit you again. And you got to be ready to be strong, strong in the world, in God's word. So those are the two words I want you to chew on this week, obedient and trust. I have been obedient in the last 13 years in doing God's will. I don't like what happened and to cause me to have to do it, but I must trust him. And he's shown me that I can trust on him. I can trust him and continue, and he's showing me proof each and every day. He's never stopped. He's never skipped a beat. So be obedient. And so, just like Lynette, he didn't have to start doing this. I mean, but she has been encouraging so many people. Some of the words, some of the messages that she sends, it's just like perfect for the day. And knowing that she's taken on this task and taking the time out every morning to text 55 people because God has given her that spirit and gift to do that. And I told her she can't stop. It's a ministry. This is her own ministry that God has given her, her purpose in life. Simple, but she is committed in doing it. So when you be obedient and doing things that, and just even if you don't think that God, you have a purpose in life, just think about something that will be positive, that will encourage others, or just bring a smile on someone's face. Start doing it, and you're going to see the reward in it. Be obedient, helping others. You don't know how much a person needs a smile, or just to hear a kind word that they haven't heard all day, all week, or all month. Just be obedient and trust him on this. It's very rewarding. It is rewarding to me to have to be on this talk show, to help and encourage widows, because it's a thing that you don't feel good when you have to go through life alone. You had your spouse there. You had a companion, had someone to talk to, lay in bed with and communicate with, go places, trips, and all those things. And now there's no one. It doesn't feel good. But think about encouraging someone else. It'll make you feel better. It will definitely make you feel better. And we have, that's all I have tonight on being obedient and trusting God. But there is one announcement that we are having a widow family picnic. I want you to call me, email me, text me, or whatever. I need each family who's coming to pay $10 to help us with the expense of the park and bring a dish. I will also be calling some of you this week, but I do want you to make initiative, get started, help me with that, so we can have a wonderful widows and family picnic on June 26th, that's Sunday, June 26th, from 2 to 6 p.m. And that is all I have tonight, and I hope that you enjoyed the message. Well, continue to tune in each Tuesday night from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And love someone. Be obedient and trust in God with all your heart. Good night. Let's listen some more of Jason Nelson. I am. Yeah.
maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible things. Who I am, just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am, just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, just let me be who I am.